Tony Harrison, Amazon. At the watery border of three countries, one eliminated early and two in the running, tethered to thick trees, the floating house with foundations of gaiters strains on its moorings so the satellite rocks and the football flickers. Swinging in hammocks, watching the World Cup on dodgy reception with six macaws, feathered in fan strip, blue, yellow, red, Colombia's colours, men swig shots of cane hooch and shout at the screen when Colombia scores or the crowd as a whole hollers, "Goal, goal, goal," yell the loyal macaws. Outside on the veranda, the world's biggest rat, the pig-sized chigueros, almost wholly devoured the national team calendar, and a black boy in a blonde wig, El Pibe Valderrama's curls, balancing on felled floating timber on currents full of piranhas, boots his World Cup ball from his log to his sister's, who gets her own yellow wig under her brilliant header of the till-then-dry ball into the flood of the Amazon, where it swirls and bobs from Colombia to Peru past pink dolphins and sawmill, through rubber trees onto Brazil and the downstream fish market where a black-scaled fish, just sliced in six, still writhing slices, bloods the white marble and a priest makes grunting gourmet noises under a glass Parisian roof where non-flan flocks of parrots, untrained for the touchline, fly like a curtain over the glazing. Team jerseys shredded to pixels, showering from shouted at screens, a cloudburst of dazzle and hue over Colombia, Brazil, Peru.